It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. If you're a bird watcher, you may have noticed some unfamiliar faces flying around the area lately. That's because we're experiencing something called an eruption of owls. And here to tell us more, WNYC Shamita Basu. Shamita, good morning.
Richard, hi.
So first, do you know I have a thing for owls?
I know you have a thing
I
for
love
owls,
them,
Richard.
But now I thought the collective noun is parliament of owls, which I love that word. Such a cool word for them. Not an eruption.
Yes, you are right, but this is something different, all right? Eruptive animals are species that migrate in a non-predictable way. So you won't see them every year, but rather in sporadically spaced years.
Okay, I keep an eye on bird Twitter, especially with the help of WMSC's planning editor.
Of course you do. There's a big community of birders who post pictures and tips online.
And we've been seeing a lot of pictures of owls.
Yes, those are saw-whet owls. They're really small, about the size of a robin, brown and white feathers, and these bright yellow eyes. And New Yorkers on Twitter say they've seen a lot of them this year. So I wanted to figure out whether social media was amplifying their presence or whether there really are more this year. Mm-hmm. So I spoke to a naturalist with New York City Audubon via Skype, Gabriel Willem, and he says, yes, saw-whet owls are erupting.
So what's causing the eruption?
Well, usually it has to do with low seed crops in the forests in Canada where these birds usually nest. So there's just not enough seeds on the ground for the birds to eat. Here's Gabriel.
I would think that would relate to owls because owls are predators. They're mostly eating rodents. And if there's very few seeds around, there might not be as many rodents around because they also eat those seeds.
Okay, so maybe this eruption of owls can help curb New York City's rodent population?
Oh, we can only hope, Richard. I also called up the Wild Bird Fund. They take care of injured birds. The last time they saw a saw-whet owl was years ago, but so far this season they've gotten 6 saw-whets. They were all window strike victims,
And
they are all on the mend.
Good news.
But if you're out and you see an owl that's not injured, Gabriel says, don't be an anti-nocturne jerk. Just let them sleep.
Yes, leave them
alone. Don't use flash photography. But of course, things like Twitter are making it easier for people to alert others when there's a cool bird somewhere.
Oh, I know another one.
the mandarin duck. Which could have a downside.
There's actually a long-standing tradition among birdwatchers that they don't necessarily share the location of owls widely because of concerns about disturbance. And now Twitter and other platforms are sort of changing that. And you know, it remains to be seen what the impact will be on owls.
Okay, leave the owls alone.
Yes.
Shamita Basu, thank you so much.
Thanks, Richard.